Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
I'm Ashley and Greg Barnes with you from Inside Carolina. And Greg, one position that is poised to break out for North Carolina this season is the wide receiver position. We've talked about Anthony Ratliff-Williams over the course of the past couple of years. He broke out last year. He looks to be even better this year. But Carolina's wide receiver core is deep, it's talented, it is young, but there's certainly some splash guys there.
Yeah, for sure. And if you go back just 1 year, I mean, there were so many question marks about what was going to happen at the wide receiver position because guys like Ryan Switzer, Mac Hollins, they had all left the program, Buck Howard. And so a lot of that offensive production for a number of years was gone. And so you did have Anthony Ratliff-Williams, but he was relatively new to the position. He came into UNC as a quarterback. But yet here's a guy that struggled at times early in the year, but by the end of the season, like you say, really kind of broke out and became the star player. And I think that's really beneficial because in addition to Ratliff-Williams last year, you saw guys like Daz Newsome, Bro Corrales, Roscoe Johnson really kind of get their feet wet. And now they've got a full year under their belts. You've got a guy like Thomas Jackson who's come back from ACL surgery. He's back 100%. You know, they expected him to be a key contributor last year and his season got cut short. And then you've got these guys coming in, true freshmen in De'Ami Brown and Antoine Green, who are really fast, who are very agile, who are playing kind of above their age right now. And so when you throw all these guys kind of in the pot, not only do you have Anthony Ratliff-Williams, who could have an all-ACC type year, but with him being the number one guy, teams are going to have to say, okay, do we double him on this particular play? How often do we double him? And anytime you double one particular player, that leaves other guys in one-on-one matchups. So that's going to give some of these younger guys a lot of opportunities to shine. And then, like you said, there's a lot of different bodies there that can contribute.
Skill positions under Larry Fedora have always been excellent for North Carolina. The wide receiver position 2018 should be no different.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.